Hello, Warrior Nation. It's your host, Jonathan Heimbaugh, alongside my two co-hosts, Layla Welsh and Carrie Courtnage. And today we're going to be talking about Christmas. Let's talk about Mass first to start things off. You know, church is a very big thing to a lot of Christian families in Pentrafford.
Yeah. I go to Mass on, like, Christmas Eve because it's, like, a family tradition. And a lot of students at PT go, too. There was, like, a small survey. There was 28 out of 50 students that do go to Mass, and then there was 22 out of 50 students that don't go to Mass, so.
I go to Mass on Christmas Eve with my family just because it's a tradition, and I think it's a very nice service. Something that they do is sing Silent Night with candles, and I think that's really nice. So I just like doing that with my family on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, last year we did Mass, but I at nighttime, Christmas Eve, but usually we just do it in the morning, night, like 8:30.
8:30.
And get out of the way, and then we have the rest of the days to ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mass is like a whole in Pentrafford is a pretty popular thing, just either in the day or the nighttime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's definitely an important tradition for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So what other traditions do you guys have within your families or friends?
Well, since we go to Mass on Christmas Eve, we go with my grandma, and then we'll come home and we'll drink eggnog and we'll watch whatever like Christmas movies on Freeform. And then like my little sisters still make reindeer food.
Yeah.
So then they'll put that out, and then they put out cookies for Santa and stuff. So.
Something that my family does is there's the pickle ornament on the tree, and that's kind of like a worldwide tradition, I think, where the idea is to get kids like not too excited to wake up and open all their presents, but to be looking for the pickle ornament on the tree, and then whatever kid finds the ornament first, they get like a small gift. So my family does that, like, before we open our presents and before we look in our stockings, we look for the pickle on the tree. And usually my mom hides it. So that's a tradition.
I don't know if my family has a tradition per se. My sister always does the reindeer food and other stuff like that. She prepares the whole thing for Santa, you know.
Yeah.
Make it the whole show that she makes it.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, I really don't do anything personally, neither does my mom. I guess she bakes cookies, but, I mean, they're not, like, any specific kind of cookie, so I wouldn't count this tradition. Mom, she's just doing it for the season.
Yeah. What about dinner on Christmas Day? Do you guys have, like, a big family dinner or just a small dinner?
Well, we usually have, like, a big dinner. We usually go to, like, two, though. We'll have one at one side of the family and then one on the other. And we usually have ham on both. And then, yeah, so we go to two Christmas dinners.
We usually have a family dinner at my house with ham. And my grandma's coming this year, so it'll be fun, I think.
Yeah. What kind of movies do you guys like to watch?
I really like the classic cartoon holiday movies, such as Rudolph and Frosty and The Grinch. I especially like those ones. But, of course, you always have Elf and The Polar Express and Home Alone. I really like those movies, too.
Yeah, all those movies, like, they talk about, like, Santa and stuff, and they talk about how he is still real. But, like, growing up, I totally believed in Santa. I was like, yes, Santa's definitely real.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yes. But then, like, I found out in, like, fourth grade, like, my parents didn't use different wrapping paper. And me being, like, I gotta figure out. I was, like, a freaking, like, whatever the person's called. A detective.
Yeah.
I was, like, a freaking detective. I was, like, I'm gonna figure out what's going on here. Because I smell a little, like, malarkey here. So they used the same wrapping paper. And I, like, went up to my dad and I was, like, Dad, we need to have a serious discussion right now. And I was like, please sit down. And we sat down at the dining room table, and I was like, we need to talk about Santa and how he's not real. The look on my dad's face, like, the pure devastation, because, like, I'm the oldest, so I was, like, the first one to not believe anymore. It was a little sad, and he goes, I wish I would have been able to tell you, not you finding out on your own,
For me, my best friend and I figured out in, like, fourth grade, we just knew something was up, and so we, like, looked it up online or something, but then I actually pretended to believe in Santa for 2 years after that because I wanted the presents. So, and surprisingly, my brothers never told me, but I'm the youngest, so I was like the last one, and my parents were still all into it, so I just pretended.
I don't think I ever, like, really believed in Santa Claus. I thought I was kind of crazy from, like, the get-go. But, like, I like Carrie said, I kind of been, like, faking it until, like, the fifth grade. Like, with parents, because they got, like, really into it. Like, they do all this, like, crazy stuff with it. Like, they make us do, like, a scavenger hunt one year. It was cool. I mean, but yeah, it I don't think it was really all my thing. I was just like, yeah, okay. But, like, my brother still believes in it. He's, like, fifth grade. But my sister doesn't. She believed it till about fifth grade. Yeah. I think it's, like, the turning point of when, like, it kind of, like, stops where you, like, you know, make believe from real and stuff like that, and you start really thinking about it.
I mean, it's, like, hard to believe that any kid would find it comfortable that, like, a man breaks into your house in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's a little funky.
But, I mean, it was fun. I used to, like, wait up all night trying to see Santa, and I would lay out reindeer food. So that was always fun.
My little sister, like, she doesn't believe anymore. And she was, like, the last one, and she's in fourth grade now, and she was, like, all right, guys, we don't have to continue with this little, like, act that Santa's real. No. We can just have fun and celebrate Christmas without Santa this year. And I thought that was cute.
Something that I really find interesting is in the different countries, what sort of fictional character they have instead of Santa. So I found out that in Iceland, there's Yule Lads instead of Santa. In Germany, there's Krampus. And there's the Snow Maiden in Russia. So I just thought that was cool that they have different, like, completely different traditions from us. Mm-hmm. So, moving on to music, what do you guys find gets you most in the holiday spirit when it comes to Christmas music?
I really don't listen to Christmas music, like go out of my way to buy a Christmas album or anything like that for specific groups. I do, like, listen to, like, the Christmas station constantly when we're driving the car, so I guess that kind of, like, curves my passion for Christmas music listening. And I guess I've listened to a lot of Christmas music lately due to the encore performing so much Christmas music for our Christmas concert and stuff. For those of you who don't know, Encore is the performing arts group at Pentraford High School, and we sing and dance. It's a girl and boy ensemble performing group. So we did, like, Pentatonix's cover of Mary, Did You Know? And we did Nearer My God to Thee from a BYOU boys singing group, stuff like that.
And of course, Encore is, like, really famous for fruitcake.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you guys, like, go around to all the elementary schools and stuff?
Yeah, we're doing that actually tomorrow and Thursday. We're going around to all the different elementary schools and we're singing all of our whole set, and we're just spreading a lot of Christmas cheer. It's gonna be great. So
and
I'm really excited.
Where else did you guys go?
We went to PPG Place and where the gingerbread houses are in Pittsburgh, and we skated around and ice skated. It was really fun. And then we went to a couple of churches and sang our whole set. It was just a good time.
So for music, I also really like to listen to Michael Bublé's album. That's a nice one for holiday music. What do you listen to?
I just listen to whatever is on Pandora. Like, I have their station. I think it was probably the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I turned it on, and I was just jamming out to it, having a good old time. But I really like, I like Josh Groban.
Oh, yeah.
He's a pretty stellar guy. But my favorite thing, like, around Christmas is, like, Break that comes up and of the stress that, like, just breaks away once break comes.
Oh, yeah. We definitely all need a break from school. We won't be coming back till after New Year, so I think it'll be nice and relaxing. But I For me, I have a lot of homework over break, actually, already. Yeah. I know I have to study for a midterm and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on that goes on after break. I think break is kind of just like, you get this week off, but really once you come back, you're just getting slammed again. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just used to measure our time in the school year. Like, people will be like, oh, that's not until after break. But mm-hmm. then you realize, well, as soon as you come back, you have to take this test, you have to turn in this project, like.
Or you have to work on it during break, and it just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, I always, like, find some fun things to do over break. I don't worry about it till the day before I come back from school, because I'm like, you know what, this is my little, like, mini vacation, mm-hmm. and this is my time to de-stress, and I like to go ice skating, so that's one of my favorite things to do.
My mom and my grandma and I are going to see a play at the Benedum. I think we're going to see the Nutcracker, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, our family's going to Washington, D.C. for a couple of days to see family. During Christmas break, we're going to go see Wicked at the Kennedy Center.
That is nice.
Yeah, which is going to be really cool, because I'm a big musical guy, I guess. Yeah. So, it'll be exciting.
Do you guys like going skating at PPG, or do you like to go in Belmont?
I go at PPG around the holiday season just because I like the idea of, like, outdoor skating around the tree. I think that's really nice.
I heard the tree caught on fire. Like, what happened there?
Okay, so I went on Saturday. My friends and I went, and we were skating around the tree, and it was starting to get dark out, and I noticed that the tree was not lit up. Like, the tree was completely dark. So I asked one of the workers, I was like, do you know when the tree will be lit up? And he said, I don't think it's going to be lit up today because this morning it caught on fire. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. But it ended up, the lights came on later in the night, so it was all good. But I really like going to Pittsburgh around the holiday season because they have a lot of activities for you to do, like, there's the gingerbread houses, the winter garden, and I think it's really nice to just look at all the different gingerbread houses. There's so many, and there's, like, the first place winners and everything. And then they have, like, the different Santas in that room, too. So I think that's nice.
Yeah, I like going to the point. I like looking at the Christmas tree there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Speaking of gingerbread houses, did you guys make one this year or no?
I did. I actually made one with the little girl that I babysit.
Aww.
Because she has, like, an older stepsister, and the stepsister would not let her make the gingerbread house. But she was like, this is my time to do something for me. So her mom told me, and I bought her a little Hello Kitty one.
Aww.
And we made it together. So
I made a gingerbread house. It was, like, pre-built, and I just had to decorate it because I knew that if I actually physically baked the gingerbread and built the house out of icing, it would collapse. So I bought one of the pre-built ones, and then I decorated it, and it actually turned out really nice. So I'm glad I got to do that.
I did not do a gingerbread house this year. I don't think I've ever done a gingerbread house.
Oh, you should. It's fun.
Yeah, I think I might take that up next year, or maybe over break, but... Yeah, I just never really gotten the chance to. Mm-hmm. I guess my family just never was really into it, so I never got to try it.
We'll do at least make cookies.
Yeah, we do. We bake a lot, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like making cookies around Christmas. My mom makes these really good, like, chocolate cookies, and she sprinkles, like, powdered sugar on them, and they're pretty delicious.
Yeah, earlier this week, I actually made sugar cookie cutouts. And that's my favorite thing to do. It's just so Christmassy because you have, like, cookie cutters in all these different shapes, like the snowflakes and the gingerbread men and the snowmen, or, like, a Christmas tree. And then you can just be so creative with, like, the icing, the decorating. It just, that's, like, to me, the most Christmassy thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the most, like, I love putting my dog in Christmas sweaters. That's my absolute favorite thing ever. My dog, we found some old sweaters from our old dog, and they were too tight on him, so it made him look like he had 17 necks in the back, but he loved it, and he, like, wouldn't let us take it off of him, and it was just, I love dressing dogs in Christmas sweaters. and then, like, I love decorating the Christmas tree. That is, like, my also like favorite part of Christmas.
Oh yeah. Usually the Sunday after Thanksgiving is when my family puts the tree up for some reason. I don't know why, but we actually have to have an artificial tree since my mom's allergic to pine. But we get it out of the attic and then we usually decorate it together as a family. We have like, it's kind of funny because we have specific ornaments. Like my brother has an ornament that he always has to put up and I have an ornament that I always have to put up. And it's just fun. Like we drink hot chocolate and listen to Christmas music while we decorate the tree.
Aw, that's really cute.
So, yeah, I feel like we've gotten a lot of topics out of the way today to quench your Christmas-needing thirst. If you'd like to join us back here, I think we're going to be doing a Valentine's podcast next, possibly. So if you'd like to join us back here in February, that'd be great. Of course, it's been Carrie Courtnage, Layla Welsh, and Jonathan Heimbaugh. Goodbye, Warrior Nation.